This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Joanne Joseph and we are joining you live from the African Insurance Exchange 2023, an exciting occasion happening here at Sun City in the Northwest Province. I am with Gift of the Givers organizer chairperson, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, and we're going to be chatting in just a moment. And of course, we are here at the Gift Stand, the Graduate Institute of Financial Services, and they have been interacting with a number of the delegates here, really diverse number of these delegates, 1,000 of them in attendance. The demographics of the insurance industry changing quite rapidly over the last few years. Kind of things they're going to be looking at, affording financial services leaders to engage each other, to engage their customers, to look at new products, to look at the changing insurance environment, and to reflect a plan for the industry as they tackle challenges that come their way. But the most inspiring aspect of this morning was the keynote address that was given by Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. And Dr. Suleiman, always a pleasure to interview you. I feel a bit robbed that I haven't been able to for the last few months. So lovely to have been able to see you again this morning and listen to you speak. What struck me first of all was just how positive you were about the state of the country when a lot of us are in a very negative headspace about South Africa right now.
People need to have morning, Joanne. Nice seeing you after a very long time. It's all about mindset. When you compare what affects people, they say, you know, how many people are living in the country? How many people are living in the country? And people think, what about me? Is there any hope? Why are people leaving? Is there any future? And that sort of sense of panic signals. Yes. What they haven't told you is how many people are coming back. If you check with estate agents and you see people, I met so many people coming back after 20 years, 30 years, and large numbers of them want to come back. There's a lot of foreigners who want to buy property and stay in South Africa. You know, it's the best country in the world in terms of weather, in terms of mountains, but more than that, it's the best country in the world in terms of people. The fears we have are sort of overemphasized. They're unfounded. You see, yes, we have a government that has a problem, but we need to understand that government is not corrupt. Everybody in government when we can't say government is corrupt, we have people in government that are corrupt. There's a lot of good people in government who want to do a lot of right things. It's a lack of skills, it's a lack of experience, it's sometimes being obstructed, but that system will change. People worry about social unrest and civil unrest. That's not an issue. You have crime, you have criminality, you have trucks being burned. That's not carried out by the masses. That's carried out by a dedicated few intent on causing havoc in the country, but it's a small band. The police services, that you say they're corrupt, you know, they're ineffective. That's changing. I can tell you that quite confidently because I interact with the heads and the people on the ground all the time. Yeah. I don't sit in an office. My job is in the field. I meet government, I meet civil servants, I meet police, I meet generals, brigadiers, ordinary people. And I can see actively there's everybody's now working on how to fix the country. But we need to understand that to fix the country, we need to take ownership of the country. South Africans need to understand the country does not belong to the government. It's not their country. The only administrators put by us there. If we don't like it, we put new people in. It's as simple as that. So you be an active citizen. To be fair to government, 7.4 million people's taxes can't look after 65 million people. So all of us, individual person, professional, small shop guy, taxi driver, all of us, we have some means. Let's put it together and do our bit. And that movement has already started.
I was quite heartened by Dr. Suleiman was what I perceived to be a problem in corporate South Africa prior to COVID, which was that corporate social responsibility was not being taken seriously, and that it was really a habit to put profit before people. Do you sense any kind of shift in that?
The shift has been huge, Joanne. You know, in the past, corporates called, they had CSI divisions, and to be blunt, most of them were just token divisions in the company to say that we're following the law. It was more about following the law rather than believing in the need to help people in difficulty. But something changed during COVID. For the first time in our lives, we got called not by the CSI, but the MDs and CEOs of companies. And for the first time, they were not interested in VE points or the tax certificate or getting some media coverage. They were genuinely sincere about how to help the country. And they questioned each one of them. I mean, they could have workshopped this. All of them call independently and they all ask the same question. how do we save our people and how do we save the country? When that happens, you feel, from a spiritual point of view, you feel blessings come into the company. We have an Arabic word, it's called barakah, meaning blessings in abundance. You can hear the genuineness in the voice of the person that speaks. And that trend carried on throughout the year. And that's why 2020 was one of our greatest years in terms of collection drive, when it was one of the worst years for the country in terms of economics, job losses, companies closing down, no economic activity, no export, no import. And you could see people were very keen to do something different. A man comes to the office and he says, every year I've been giving you a certain amount of money. This year, I haven't made any business for 3 months, not 1 cent in 3 months. I'm going to give you 4 times the amount that I gave you previously. Because he said, I'm suffering what's happening to the people outside. And Corporate South Africa said, for the first time, we understand what pain and suffering is all about, and we want to change our system. In 2021, when civil unrest took place, you would think that the corporates would be angry because they lost shops, they lost malls, they lost warehouses, they lost trucks and forklifts. Those are the guys who called first and said, we've lost everything, but we want to help our nation. And they're the first ones to put money down, and not small money, big money. Came the floods, 11th April 2022. That night at 5:30, the water rose 8 meters in 45 minutes. And I thought, the only calls I'm going to get is from people in trouble. Want a boat, want a helicopter, want a diver, want earth-moving equipment, the boundary wall fell down. No such thing. The only calls came from Corporate South Africa, and the timing, right till 1 a.m. They're not making business. They're not making profits. They're not doing deals. They're giving away money. And they're asking, what can we do to save our people in distress? What do you need? How can we help our people? And this carries a lot of weight, considering that the civil unrest you think would anger people or make them bitter. And yet a year later, they're very willing to make a meaningful intervention. That spirit has continued, but more and more corporates getting involved. And more frequently, it's not like I gave you something on the 1st of July, I'll see you next year on the 1st of July again. No, it's more frequent. Now, because of virtual discussion, they call you on Christmas Day, on New Year's Day, on 31st December. We're on holiday, we've got free time. We have to put that money into your account right now. 31st December last year, we got calls from a number of people. They want bank details to put money into the account. Now, let's be honest. From 1st December, which South African works? 30th November, we shut down.
Yeah.
And it's been really heartening. And the volume, and it's not only about the money. They're saying our staff and us as a top management need to see what's happening on the ground. We want to understand the pain of people. And that's made a huge, huge difference.
That's wonderful. But it's also a testament to the kind of work that you are doing. I've got a final question for you on the issue of education. Because we're sitting here at the Graduate Institute of Financial Services stand today, and this is an organization that is committed to ensuring that future generations are educated. What do you think our education in this country needs to be infused with in order for our children, South African children, all children who are resident in South Africa and who are learning in South Africa, in order for them to be able to secure a future?
We have to make kids patriotic. They need to understand that this is their country. Yes, it has flaws. And there's problems and there's difficulties. Every country's got that. So the first thing is to make them understand that you have to be a patriot. And a patriot will do everything possible for his or her country. Secondly, to infuse that patriotism, we need to take care of the kids. We need an education system that has adequate amount of teachers. Teachers not only who are academically inclined, but teachers who are spiritually inclined, who have compassion, who have love. Because remember, a lot of these children come from very damaged homes. Alcoholic parents, parents not working, gender-based violence, friction in the house, no hunger, no food, no means of support. And they come from very, very broken homes. And you find that they cover a lot of trauma. You can't do educational academics or learning but if you haven't addressed a situation of trauma. And so you need additional teachers so you don't have 50 kids in a class. In addition to that, you need teachers who are compassionate and caring. In addition to that, we need the old system. In my time, it was called right living. Mm. I don't know what other people call it. And where you taught subjects of value, of principles, and how to behave in a correct manner, we need to bring that back. But not only by bringing it back, the teachers and the management and the staff and the governing body has to live by what they teach. You have to be an example. And parents have a huge role to play with that, that you have been an example to your kid. The other thing that we need to bring to education is more special education needs teachers. There's so many kids with learning disorders. They're just going to fall on the wayside because nobody to take care of them. We don't have enough of those specialists. We need to bring more of those into a normal school system and call it full service school, which some schools are like that. We need to bring that into the system. And then to completely round off the school, you need sports facilities, you know, to make the child have some energy used positively. Recently, corporates with us have been going and sponsoring AstroTurfs. And that's making such a huge difference. I was at Patterson High. Dennis Brutus was from there.
Yes.
Jake Scandal was from there. And the first anti-apartheid person who died in detention, Botha, was also from there. And the teacher said, since we've put in this AstroTurf, the kids don't sit outside smoking anymore. They all come in to play netball or hockey or soccer. And it's driving negative energy into positive energy, which is important for the fulfillment of the teaching. The last part in every school, we got to have water. You can't have a school running that the kids can't go to the ablution block. So proper toilets and water for drinking and for cleaning is critical. And corporates can play a big role in funding this. Government itself can't do it on its own.
Dr. Suleiman, always a joy speaking to you. And I want to thank you and your organization again, your entire team, for what you do for our country and for human beings all over the world in distress who need you. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Joanne.